Kelson the Urban Informer, got the homie French Montana in the studio. Yo, let me tell you, I stole that catchphrase. Like, that's my joint.
It's all love.
French was good.
Ain't nothing, man. Out here in D.C., just showing love, touching the people.
Good to see you.
Definitely, man.
And I know you're getting tired of hearing this, but I got to ask. Where is the album? Please excuse
my
French.
May 21st.
Man, you got us waiting.
I had to switch the singles. Okay. We had another single we was going with, and when Freaks came up, we're just like, man, we got to go with Freaks. But you know, Freaks got so many samples,
mm-hmm.
We had to wait to clear the samples.
Issues.
So we just pushed it back like 3 weeks. But it wasn't that far. It only pushed it back like 3 weeks.
We've been waiting for a minute, though.
Oh, my, definitely, man. It's anticipated, man. Excuse my French, May 21st.
Exactly.
Dropping the same day Biggie was born. Good thing for New York.
Now, hands down, you get all the credit for making all the fun club records. You had Marble Floors, Pop That, and now to join Freaks with Nicki Minaj.
Definitely, definitely.
But you know, you also the downside of that.
What's
they
that?
Try to slam you. He making all the records about Molly and popping and.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, to each his own. I mean, when I came up on Molly,
mm-hmm.
I told people Molly because it was something you could have fun doing. I didn't tell them go OD.
Right. No, you know, everybody said it.
Yeah,
everybody. You got R&B singer saying it.
Yeah, Molly. I mean, you know, we was up on the first. We brought it to the table.
Right.
But it was a way to have fun and enjoy yourself. Now people ODing and just doing it every day and making it, you know, just making it a whole something that is not, you know, I mean,
right.
To each his own. I mean, there's people that drink. There's people that smoke weed. There's people that do a whole bunch of things. You know, but, you know, sometimes, you know, you can take it different places.
Now, I'm sure we're just days away from seeing a video for Freaks with Nicki Minaj.
Oh, man.
I seen the behind the scenes look.
I promise you, video of the year.
Really?
Oh, my God.
You got Nicki doing
fun.
Tricks.
We have fun doing it. I love Nicki, man. She's just, you know, she like the female version of me. So
mm-hmm.
She's just working hard. I mean, and she came with no shirt on, just a jacket on top.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And you know, she killed it. She killed it. And her being from Trinidad and me being from the motherland.
Right,
Morocco. So that record came out the way we wanted. It's so different from the music that I make,
mm-hmm.
but that's what I wanted to do.
It's a fun record.
It's a fun record.
The girls be whining to it.
Exactly. We got so many records in the club and Crunk and Geechee music.
Mm-hmm.
We just wanted to do something so different, and it worked out for the best.
Well, we thank you for that.
Oh, thank you, man.
Let's talk about the cover for the album, Please Excuse My French. You're walking through the desert.
Yeah.
What's the story behind it?
I felt like, you know, me being young, coming over here when I was 12 years old, mm-hmm. just me, and my mother and my father. I felt like I had no family. I felt like, I was hustling, and it was dry. You know, and I felt like the journey,
mm-hmm.
that was my journey. Me walking, you know, through the desert by myself.
Right.
And me just making it. That's like the whole metaphor behind it. And if you look at the other side of the album, it shows the city. So it just showed me going through my journey and just making it to the big city, the city of dreams, making my dreams happen. You know, that was the whole metaphor. You know, sometimes in the desert, you know, you might see water, but when you get closer, there's nothing there.
Right, mirage.
So exactly, all the mirages, and you know, it just that's how it is. It's a game where there's a lot of fake people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of a lot of mirages. So it's like the whole metaphor behind that is big, and just using my son in the cover,
mm-hmm.
you know, just like me, like when I was young. So it kind of, I love it. It's kind of it's rock and roll. It's like. You know, I didn't want to just, you know, throw a bunch of big booty joints on my,
right.
you know, just want to be
would've
a little different.
Would have been a good look, but I feel you.
Yeah, it would have been a good look, you know what I'm saying? But I just want to be a little different.
So May 21st, we're going to get that Please Excuse My French.
Yup.
Can't wait for that French Montana.
May 21st, excuse my French. That hat, you heard.
93.9 WKYS.